Members of the State Board of Higher Education are not happy with the budget guidelines Governor Burgum has issued to state agencies to help them prepare for the 2019-2021 biennium. But the chairman of the board is urging caution in making a response. Burgum's budget guidelines call for a 10% reduction in state spending for the colleges and universities. That's a $51 million reduction, plus an additional 3% as a contingency cut, another $15 million. That's on top of $106 million cut from higher education in the 2017-2019 biennium.
I don't think we should just take it that, you know, right now we have to start looking at how we're going to downsize.
Board member Casey Ryan believes the board should submit its own needs-based budget proposal to the legislature. He said the board needs to send a message to faculty and staff. His comments were echoed by board member Mike Ness.
This time it's really going to dig deep. It's going to take a lot of personnel out, or it's going to take major programs out of our system. And I don't think we as a board should just accept that.
But board chairman Don Morton says Burgum's targets are guidelines, and this is just the first step in the budgeting process.
Now, do we want to get in a public fight with the governor? I don't know if that serves any purpose.
Morton said he believes Burgum and his staff are open to higher education making its case.
I understand that we get heat from the faculty that the state board doesn't stand up for the higher ed, but I think there's some work that we can do that can start to move the needle, and at the appropriate time, if we have to become more public, we can certainly do that. We're not in a terrible rush right now. Let's react, but let's not overreact.
The university system is to have its budget recommendations to Burgum sometime in August. For Parade Public, I'm Dave Thompson.